heartache and loss. But even during those times, we do not lose hope. We put all of our confidence in the Lord today. Just was meditating and preparing for this service today, and these verses came to my mind, and we're going to look in the book of Isaiah, chapter 54, and we're going to talk about being strong in the Lord, being strong in the Lord. That's a familiar phrase. There are songs written that use that theme, be strong in the Lord. You know, strength is something that we take for granted. And as you get older, then your strength tends to diminish. I have had, we've had our three little grandsons with us for this week, and they have more energy than they ought to have. I mean, they don't walk anywhere, they run there. They run, they jump, they skip, they don't go around things, they jump over things. They just have so much energy. And it's been a long time since I remember having that level of energy, but as the years go by in your life, your strength begins to diminish. That's physically speaking, your strength is less. But I'm reminded in the scripture that Moses died at age 120 years old, and it says that his eyes were not dim and his natural strength was not abated. It just means he was strong all the way to the end. And I think Moses is an example for all of us to look to, along with other great men of the scripture, men and women of the scripture, who even in their very old age, God touched them and strengthened them. And even those that Moses led for 40 years in the wilderness, their shoes didn't wear out. They traveled that entire 40 years. They were strong, and the Lord was taking care of them. He provided for them the water that they needed, the food that they needed, everything that they needed, God provided for them. So today, I just wanted to give you a few words of encouragement and just help you to see that you can find strength in the Lord. Because there may be some of you that are feeling, whether it's sickness or whatever is going on in your life, you may be feeling yourself weakened. I know that one of the symptoms of this COVID situation is just that. It weakens your physical body. Even young people, they just want to sleep all the time. They don't have the normal energy that they would have. Somehow this virus attacks your strength and your ability to function normally. When we make the application to our spiritual life, we understand that there are a lot of things that come against our spiritual strength, our spiritual life, and we must hold on to the Lord. We must turn to the Lord with our whole heart. The scripture says, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man can be renewed day by day. So the promise of God is that you may be feeling physically weakened somewhat by whatever circumstance in your life, but all the while that you are feeling that attack against your physical strength, at the same time, you can tap in to the divine source that is ours through Jesus and through the power of His Spirit, so that we can be strengthened. The inward man can be renewed every day. Every day we can be strengthened. And this can be a day today that you can be renewed and strengthened in the power of the Spirit of God. But I want to read to you a couple of verses as a text here today from Isaiah 54 and verses 16 and 17. The Bible says, "Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire and bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. You'll find that there are many promises in God's word to his people. And this promise through the prophet Isaiah was a promise that simply said that this is the heritage of the Lord. This is what God gives to you as an inheritance that belongs to you just because you're a child of God. It is yours because you belong to the Lord. Amen. And what is that promise? Well, the promise is just that. He said, I created even the enemy that is forming weapons to come to use against you. I even created them. I gave them their strength and their ability to do what they do. Basically, what God is saying is that I'm in control of everything. Even the forces that oppose you, even the trouble that comes against you, I am the Lord that even created that. And so I can empower you, I can strengthen you, and no weapon formed against you, shaped by the enemy against you, is going to be able to prosper or be able to succeed. This is an inheritance that we have. Now, you don't serve the Lord any length of time without finding out that you have an adversary, an enemy, Satan himself, who wants your destruction. He wants to stop you, to hinder you, and he will if you allow him to. But no weapon formed against you shall prosper. God has given to this as an inheritance, that God has said, I'm in control, and no matter what the enemy attempts to do against you, he is not going to be able to be successful. There is a law of motion, Newton's law of motion. Every action brings an equal reaction. And we know that that's true. Every action brings an equal reaction. Now, in the realm of the spirit, the scripture says, if you draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you. So the effort that you make toward God, your effort to draw near to the Lord, God has promised, I'm going to reciprocate. I'm going to come back. I'm going to bless you. I am going to strengthen you. If you just move toward me, I am going to move in your direction and empower you. So that should encourage you today on this Lord's Day, that if you're making an effort toward the things of God, toward the Word of God, towards spiritual things, that God has promised, every step you move toward me, I'm going to move toward you as well. So be encouraged in that today. But we're not to not to take notice of the fact that the enemy is also involved in your life to attack you. And he's observing all the things that you are doing. If you're making a move toward God, you can be sure that as you move toward God, you can expect the adversary to move against you as well. We don't have to allow him to succeed, but just be aware of the fact that we have an enemy and that we have been called of God to be strong in the Lord. Strong in the Lord. And don't allow the troubles, the problems, the things that come against you to beat you down and to destroy you. I think where a lot of us make the mistake is that we try to make a move toward God and then we find ourselves under an attack of the enemy and we just give up. We lose heart. We don't keep pressing in toward the things of the Lord. You see, when the enemy rises up against you, just be reminded of this, that he wants to destroy you and he knows that he cannot. He's powerless if you keep pressing toward the things of the Lord. So he'll attempt to do that, and any attempt you make toward God and the things of God, get ready. The enemy is going to try to stop you. He's going to try to discourage you and hinder you from the progress that you are making. But do not lose heart. Do not give up. Be strong in the Lord. A lot of Christians do really well, especially new Christians, do really well until they find themselves on the spiritual battlefield. The Christian experience includes spiritual battles. We have all these comparisons in the scripture to the Christian life, to a fight, to a conflict, to a contest. It's just a part of it. It's a part of the life that we live as believers. We're going to have a conflict with the enemy, and we're living in such a way, we're opposing the kingdom of Satan. We're defeating the lies of the enemy. He is not going to give up easy, and he's going to come against you, and he's going to fight you. Paul said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. He was talking about the end of his life. So he was saying, all of my life, I've been in a struggle. I've been in a fight. But I've won these battles one by one. I have won these battles. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. And I have endured hardness as a good soldier. Amen. As I said, a lot of Christians, they go along pretty well until they find themselves in the heat of the battle and things are not going all that well. You find yourself in the middle of a trial, and then you don't know what to do. But Paul says, fight the good fight of faith. Now, from my perspective, the only good fight is the fight that you win. That's the good fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. So you're not going to be able to avoid it. As a Christian, you're not going to be able to avoid the conflict. You are going to have problems. You're going to have trouble. You're going to have the enemy attacking you. And we understand that Satan is literal. He's real. He's a force in this world. And he's a force against God and against the things of God. D.L. Moody said, I believe in the devil because the Bible says he's real. And secondly, I've had to do business with him. It's the truth. And if you serve the Lord very long, you will find out that the devil is real and that you will have to enter into a conflict. You will have to resist him. You will have to fight the good fight against him and come up against these forces. But you're not fighting alone. You have been given divine equipment, divine power, divine ability to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That's the call of God. And that's my word of encouragement to you today, challenging you to be strong in God. Be strong in the Lord. That just means you draw your strength from him. Now, if you try this on your own, you're going to be beat down. If you just say, well, I'm going to make up my mind, I'm going to do what I can against the enemy. Your own natural physical ability is not enough to match the adversary. You must have the power of God. You must be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And so I want to encourage you today to call on the Lord, to turn to the Lord with your whole heart and all of these things that Satan is doing. You know, we can't even, I can't even mention all the names of the enemy, your adversary. There's so many names that describe him and what he is and what he does. He's a liar. He's a slanderer. He is an accuser of the brethren. And on and on, all these different things that the enemy works and does against the people of God. The scripture says that he's doing that day and night before the throne. He never lets up. He never lets up. He is constantly pounding away, trying to hinder, discourage, or stop
the progress. But the Bible says that we have an attorney. We have someone that's going to stand with us and for us. We have an advocate, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And that he will stand with you and he will defend you. He will be your defender against the adversary, the enemy of your soul. So be strong in the Lord. In 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, it says, be sober and be vigilant. Those two words are important. The word sober means serious. Take it serious. You do have an adversary. The second word is to be vigilant. The word means to be courageous. So you need to be serious about this battle, but be courageous in this battle. Understand that God has equipped you and has empowered you. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. This gives a little insight into the tactic of the enemy. The lion roars, and when he does, then the young of the herd or the weak and sickly of the herd, they're left behind because the roar sends that herd running. And the only ones that are left behind are the vulnerable ones, the weak ones. And so the lion roars, and then he's able to pick out those that are weak and vulnerable. But the scripture says, be serious about this. Be courageous about this, because God has empowered you. It says in verse 9, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. You don't have to feel like that you're alone in this. You need to understand that every believer goes through this same kind of trial. We all face this enemy, this adversary, who roars against us, who attacks us, and wants to try to destroy us. But it says in verse 10, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye had suffered a little while, makes you perfect, establishes you, strengthens you, settles you. What's it talking about? All the while, the enemy is making and forming these weapons against you to try to destroy you. But God is going to use this trying situation to shape you in some other ways. He's going to use the trial to perfect you. He's going to use the attack of the enemy to strengthen you. He's going to use the attack of the enemy to give you absolute peace. It says, settle you, give you peace in the midst of all that you are going through. So back to Isaiah 54, it says, no weapon that is formed against you is going to prosper. And that just means that God is there, even when the enemy is forming his weapons to use against you. God is in the middle of all that as well. And he's able to take this situation and use it to shape you, to form you, to develop you, to work in your life. Praise God. So I want you to hold steady and remain true to the Lord. Be strong in the Lord today, because God wants to use the attack you're under right now. And I know that many are under an attack. Many in our church, the last few days, I dreaded my text messages, because every day and throughout the day, I was one after another that's sick or in trouble or going through some situation. And so I know that many of you have been under an attack of the enemy. But the word today that I have in my spirit is, be strong in the Lord. Strengthen yourself in the presence of God. Strengthen yourself in the word of the Lord. And understand that we're not to be caught off guard by this. God was in the middle of this, even when these weapons were being formed against you. And he's promised that this is our inheritance, that they're not going to succeed. They're not going to promise. The enemy is not going to be able to succeed in this attack against you. Paul said, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Some of you are going through a weak time physically, or maybe even a weak struggle spiritually. But when you are weak, when you turn to the Lord, He has promised, I'm going to strengthen you. I'm going to empower you. I'm going to bless you and help you in the middle of all that you are going through. So the word that's in my heart today is be strong in the Lord. Stay strong in the Lord. And be persistent in your commitment to the Lord. Don't give up. Keep at it. Sure, the enemy, he's pounding away against you, but he's not going to prosper. Everything that he has formed against you, he is not going to succeed. He's not going to prosper. Stay at it. Keep at it. Be faithful. Keep working for God. Continue in prayer. Continue in your commitment to the things of God. No matter what you are going through, be strong in the Lord today. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to pray with you and for you today. And on this wonderful Lord's Day, hopefully we'll be back in person next Sunday. But on this wonderful Lord's Day, I want to challenge you. Put your confidence in the Lord today, no matter what your trouble might be. Let's pray together. Lord, we just pray today for those that are under an attack of the enemy, families that are under an attack, individuals that are sick, people that are struggling, Lord, in their needs today. We know, God, that you are faithful. You've proven yourself time and again, Lord, as you've come through for us and you've provided for us. So, Lord, we know that no weapon, no matter what that weapon might be, a weapon of sickness or a weapon of discouragement, whatever the weapon is, it's been formed against you. But, Lord, you have promised that our inheritance is, it's not going to succeed. Even the words that are being spoken against you, they're not going to succeed. They're not going to prosper. Oh, we thank you for that, Lord. We pray, Lord, for your healing touch today. We pray, Lord, for a word of encouragement, Lord, that would come to all of those that are watching this live stream today. Bless them and provide for them, we ask, Lord. And we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.